a cold Memphis December back in 1956 at Sun Records on Union Avenue, 706. I was drumming for Carl Perkins. The whole band was in town to record a song called Matchbox and lay all the tracks down. Sam Phillips hired Jerry Lee Lewis to spice up the record that day. But before we could get things rolling, the session went a different way. Johnny Cash heard we were in town. He dropped by to say hello. And the next thing we knew, Elvis Presley walked through the door.
It all just seemed to happen. It was just as strange to me. Now it's all become a part of rock and roll history.
I've played this whole world over, seen almost all there is to see. But I wouldn't take $1 million for my million-dollar memories. Just like what happens with most musicians, a jam session broke out that day. The boys sang songs from their childhoods of hard work, love, and faith. History calls that jam session the most famous one of all, because the world was changed by the music of John and Elvis, Jerry Lee and Carl. Now late at night at Sun Records, if you peek in through the glass, you might just hear the music of sessions from the past. Some even say if you listen closely, you can almost bet you can hear the familiar voices of the million-dollar quartet.
It all just seemed to happen. It was just as strange to me. Now it's all become a part of rock and roll history.
I've played this whole world over, seen almost all there is to see. But I wouldn't take $1 million for my million-dollar memories.
Million-dollar memories.